We now have one or two of the letters to the paper. Quite varied topics are covered. We'll start with Mike King of Scrapby. We've heard of the BBC making cuts to local radio. He writes that these cuts are hitting older listeners. The BBC has recently decided to remove all BBC Radio Norfolk local programmes and presenters from their programmes at weekends. This means programmes such as the Saturday Link Quiz, presented by Sophie Little and Anna Perrott, and produced by Paul Hayes, and the local wildlife programme on Sundays from High Ash Farm, presented by Matthew Gudgeon and Chris Skinner. The older generation, many of whom do not have smartphones or computers and are not familiar with streaming, podcasting or other digital services, also many of whom live alone, have now lost these much looked forward to programmes at weekends. These weekend programmes have been replaced with programmes and presenters from Cambridge, with no local Norfolk content, which are uninteresting to Norfolk's older generation and a significant portion of BBC licence fee payers. We were not consulted before this decision, but we were informed that these cuts and changes were necessary to improve the BBC's digital services, which are mainly used by the younger generation. A whole section of the public, the BBC's older generation, the main users of live radio broadcasts, have been ignored. I understand that the BBC is a public information service for all the licence payers and not owned by the highly paid executives who made this decision.
On a different yet topical issue, Jay Ray of Aylsham reckons Christmas comes too early in Norwich. On a pleasantly warm and sunny autumnal October day, I thought I'd take a trip into Norwich. When arriving and entering Chapperfield, or whatever it's called these days, I was confronted by a Christmas lit-up reindeer, Santa carriage and Christmas tree. What is it with people in this country? Why do they want everything today or even yesterday? Why can't they wait to appreciate what Christmas is all about? I think the commercialisation of Christmas should be made illegal until at least December the 1st. For me personally, I don't consider Christmas has arrived until I hear Chris Rea's Driving Home for Christmas.
Last week, one of our news items related to Exchange Street in the city centre and the heated debate as to whether it should remain closed to traffic, a debate which has been the subject of protests. Why does the county get to decide on this issue rather than the city council? Asks Peter Threadkill of Norwich. As we live close to the city centre, I often use Exchange Street as a pedestrian. So I've been interested in the recent correspondence and news reports about whether it should be reopened to vehicles or not. However, what does concern me as a long-term city inhabitant is the way county councillors can take decisions that affect daily life in Norwich. I don't always agree with the decisions of the City Council, but at least they understand the needs of the city and its people, as they are their elected representatives. So why did Graham Platt, who represents a ward in Galston, have the authority to override the decision made to close Exchange Street? From reports, it seems no one else was consulted. I feel the time is ripe for the City Council to have an elected mayor, as in Manchester and Greater London, so the City Council can make more decisions on behalf of Norwich citizens.
Finally, Mary White of Norwich takes a rather cynical view of the problems of the Postwick Park and Ride, as she writes, "Once again, the lack of use of the Postwick Park and Ride surface, not meeting expectations, has been raised. I would be interested to see figures showing usage broken down to show numbers getting off at County Hall and total usage. The answer, I suspect, will show that the route being used is not compatible with getting best numbers for the route. I have always said it should go along Yarmouth Road, stop at the rail station, Castle Meadow, then the bus station to get maximum passenger numbers. Can this not be reviewed, or will officials refuse to act to justify what one suspects was the intention all along for this service to fail?